Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Happy Joe's Restaurants has filed for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The filing in Delaware only affects certain company-owned restaurants and not individual franchise owners. CEO Thomas Sacco says in 2020, when the pandemic hit, labor and goods costs both went up while profits stayed roughly the same. So the company filed for Chapter 11 to reorganize and, in his words, to get out from under some of the leases. According to Sacco, employees who worked at two Happy Joe's restaurants that closed because of the pandemic were transferred to other locations.
Nobody hates Chrysler because they filed bankruptcy a few years ago. You know, they came back and became a much better company. I'm expecting we will be a much better company over this.
The filing only affects five of the Happy Joe's restaurants. All of the others are franchise-owned. Technically, the bankruptcy petition was filed by Dynamic Restaurant Acquisition, doing business as Happy Joe's Pizza. Well, the United Way of the Quad Cities kicked off its annual fundraising campaign on Wednesday by giving money away. President and CEO Renee Gellerman says one goal is to promote kindness and inspire young people. So the United Way gave $100 each to 50 student leaders in high school, college, and apprenticeship programs.
The $100 is to be used to help someone else. We ask them to try and multiply it before they do give it. Invest it with someone else or some group to make a difference in someone's life in the Quad Cities.
This year's campaign goal is $7.3 million. The co-chairs of the United Way's 50th annual campaign are Ladrina Wilson and Dave Harrell. Wilson is the new CEO of the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce and owns Iman Consulting. Harrell is the CEO of Visit Quad Cities. Gellerman says the money raised will continue to support three areas in the community: education, income, and health. Well, the leaders of Iowa's three public universities on Thursday discussed how they would spend the funding increase they plan to request from state lawmakers. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Gerlach reports they'll ask for an additional $32 million from a state legislature that's been reluctant to increase their budget.
If granted, the nearly 7% increase in general funding would be used to recruit more nursing students at the University of Iowa and teaching candidates at the University of Northern Iowa. Iowa and Iowa State also want more funds to support first-generation students, while Northern Iowa is looking to hold down the cost of tuition. President Mark Nook told the Iowa Board of Regents there should be a bigger difference between what students pay at UNI compared to the research schools.
The $4 million that we are asking for to help us differentiate will help us keep our tuition down for all of our students, provide better access for students across the state of Iowa.
The request for the universities is more than anything the Republican-controlled legislature has approved in recent years. For this year, lawmakers gave the universities about a third of what they asked for. Funding was flat the year before that. I'm Grant Gerlach, IPR News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says his staff has been unable to coordinate with Texas Governor Greg Abbott's staff, as groups of migrants have appeared in Chicago by bus. Abbott's administration began sending people to the city last week. Pritzker's complaints echo those from Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, saying they're unable to get basic information.
They have been wholly uncooperative in Texas. They are trying to sow chaos around the country, not just here in Chicago.
A Pritzker spokesman says Abbott's staff will not respond to questions about how many migrants are coming or what resources they'll need. So they say they're getting that information from nonprofits on the ground. Governor Abbott's staff did not respond to a request for comment. And donations are pouring in to help a 17-year-old sex trafficking victim who was ordered by a court to pay restitution to the family of a man that she stabbed to death after he raped her. A GoFundMe campaign set up for Piper Lewis has already raised more than $200,000, just one day after the restitution order was handed down by an Iowa judge. Prosecutors described the sentence as merciful for a teen who had been horribly abused, but it struck some observers as unnecessarily harsh. Lewis pleaded guilty last year to involuntary manslaughter and willful injury for the 2020 killing of 37-year-old Zachary Brooks. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.